This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, levels of remembering Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of levels of remembering Allah in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that remembering Allah is necessary, and it is said that we must remember Allah in all situations. And that's why the word dhikr is being used. When we talk about the levels of remembering Allah, there are three levels that are being said in the Islamic teachings or in the journey of perfection. The first level is the level of heart, that we remember Him in heart. The second level is the practical level, that practically in our daily life we show that we remember Allah. And the third is the level of speech, or maybe we say the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the tongue, we perform the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is said that we need to remember Allah with heart, it means that when we are about to perform anything, in our heart, we always have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember Him, we must remember Him, we must think all the time about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we do that, we can see that it has positive effects on our soul. It has positive effects on our practical life where we are practicing. And that's why when it is said that you need to remember Allah hiddenly, it means that in my heart, always I think about Allah. I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I avoid the sins. I avoid the wrong thoughts or thinking while I'm remembering Him, where I know that He is the only who has created everything in these worlds. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of remembering Allah and the levels of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said that the first level is to remember in heart, and it is necessary that I always am attentive to words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if I am doing so, then I'm remembering Him in my heart. The second level is the level of practice. Obviously, the one who remembers Allah in heart, practically when he is about to perform something, he will see that whether Allah is happy for this or not. Therefore, his actions shows that he remembers Allah. For example, when there is something where he has to choose the right and wrong, when he chooses the right thing, it means that obviously he has analyzed both of them. And after analyzing, he has reached to the result that, to the decision that obviously the right thing I need to perform because Allah likes it. And therefore, when he is practically showing that he is remembering Allah, he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be known as practically remembering Allah. And therefore, we have the narration from the Prophet where Prophet said that man ata'a Allah azza wa jal faqad dhakara Allah wa in qallat salatuhu wa siyamuhu wa tilawatuhu, that whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is definitely in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if his prayers, his fast, or his tilawa, recitation of Quran, is small, it's not much. On the other hand, he said that وَمَنْ عَسَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ نَسِيَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَصِيَامُهُ وَتِلَاوَتُهُ. On the other hand, he said that the one who who was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, faqad nasiya Allah, he forgot Allah. Even if his prayers and the fast and the tilawat was too much, kathurat means too much, which means that, you know, sometimes we pray a lot, we fast a lot, we recite daily Quran, but we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we perform a sin. Performing a sin means forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this prayer, this fast will not help me. On the other hand, those who do not perform any sins, who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they are not performing too much prayers, they are bound to 5-time prayers only. They are bound to the fast of the month of Ramadan only. They are just reciting a verse in a day. Because they are not performing sins, because they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this obedience will benefit them, and this is more important than the one who performs the sin and on the other hand he prays a lot. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.